Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. The Senate's Environmental Administration announced on Monday that starting on September 9th, for 6 months, the third floor of the Karstadt department store on Hermannplatz will offer a range of gently used and recycled products, including clothing, household goods, furniture, and information and communication technology. In addition, workshops, a repair cafe, and a repair center network are also planned. The pop-up store is based on an initiative of Reuse Berlin. It had established its first pop-up store for used goods in Neukölln in November of 2018. With the new project, the supply of used goods is now being taken to a new level, and the aim is to anchor the recycling of things in the urban society on a permanent basis. The future of the traditional Karstadt on Hermannplatz has recently been the subject of intense debate. The current building is to be demolished according to the plans of the owners and then rebuilt in the style of the original department store from the 1920s. However, the scope and design were disputed. In January of this year, the Preservation Office and investor reached an agreement, though there's still no building application or permit for the project. In contrast to other buildings, however, Karstadt am Hermannplatz is not threatened with closure. Galeria Karstadt Kaufhof announced in June that it would close 62 of 172 stores nationwide. The group had fallen into a severe crisis following the closure of all stores in Germany due to the pandemic and had to seek rescue in April by means of a protective umbrella procedure. Most recently, the department store has come under fire after a failed robbery in one of the building's bank branches. Berlin's health senator Dilek Kelechi has specified considerations regarding a possible ban on alcohol in Berlin due to the corona pandemic. She remarked yesterday on RBB Inforadio, quote, "This is not about a general ban on alcohol. That would be nonsense. If someone sits at a table in a civilized manner, observes the rules of distance and drinks, one could not object. Despite the fresh air, however, streets with crowds of people and a party atmosphere when drinking are problematic." The senator referred to the procedure of other federal states. Hamburg, for example, had imposed a quasi-ban on serving drinks outside on some streets. There were also areas in Bavaria where similar regulations had been introduced. Kelechi emphasized that this topic would have to be considered if the number of infections continued to rise significantly. Kelechi had previously criticized negligence on the part of restaurateurs in dealing with the corona regulations, adding, quote, "In the meantime, I think it's right to consider a ban on alcohol if discipline in the restaurants does not improve. Evidently, alcohol consumption is making people more careless, loud, and hardly keeping their distance. If restaurateurs want restaurants and beer gardens to stay open, they must comply with the rules of distance and documentation." Criticism came from other senators. Senator for Culture Klaus Lederer tweeted that he believes that such a ban does not contribute to pandemic containment. Later, he wrote under the hashtag alcohol ban that it is, quote, "not smart to throw ideas into the media without considering and discussing their effects and collateral damage for at least 3 days." Economics Senator Ramona Pop wrote on Twitter that it's the responsibility of everyone to adhere to distance, protection, and hygiene measures to keep the number of new infections low, and that police and public order authorities must enforce rules. And she added, quote, "prohibitionist discussions are not helping." The mayor of Neukölln, Martin Hickel, has expressed, quote, "horror at the behavior of the restaurateurs in his district." Yesterday, Hickel wrote on Facebook that last weekend, 13 restaurants were inspected, and in only one were there no problems. He reported 15 violations of the Ordinance on Protection Against Infection because no contact lists were kept or no masks were worn. And moreover, almost all restaurants inspected had filled the sidewalks with tables and chairs so much that pedestrians could not pass. In addition, charges were filed for illicit work, violations of trade law, and other administrative offenses. Hickel added, quote, "I am horrified that just one single gastronomer from the Weichselstrasse followed all the rules, and I find it incomprehensible that our employees had to listen to lectures on corona conspiracy theories from many of the guests." He went on to emphasize that, quote, "The pandemic rules are not an harassment of the public order office. Especially those in the restaurant industry should know what another lockdown would mean." Lime Germany boss Yasha Saivi told the Berliner Morgenpost that as of yesterday, the rental bikes of the Jump brand have returned to Berlin's streets. For the start, 500 of the neon orange bikes will be set up on the streets of the capital, and depending on the demand, the provider will increase the number. Since 2019, the Uber-based Jump e-bikes have been on offer in Berlin, but with the corona crisis, they disappeared. In the meantime, Uber took a stake in the e-scooter provider Lime and brought its rental bike and e-scooter business into the company. In June, Lime had announced that it would soon put the bikes back on the road. Although the bicycles are still orange, they are part of Lime's offer and fully bookable through Lime's app with the same prices, as well as being included as part of the provider's daily and monthly passes. Berlin is the first German city where the Jump e-bikes are available again. If you like our podcast, you can support us simply by helping others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.